as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
I'm Jason Isbell, and this song is called If We Were Vampires.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Last time this week's guest came to Midori House in 2012, he was a cultishly admired songwriter, probably still best known as a former member of Drive-By Truckers. Jason Isbell returns as a chart-topping, Grammy-winning superstar, still on an upward trajectory that began with his revelatory 2013 classic Southeastern, continued with 2015's Something More Than Free, and isn't about to change with his latest, The Nashville Sound.
Dress you're in, oh, the light coming off of your skin. Fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions lack directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be. We were vampires when death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke, laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift. Give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Jason Isbell, welcome back
Thank
to
you.
The sessions at Midori House.
Thank you for having me.
It has been a while, and I think three albums since you were last here.
Three albums in a whole different world.
It really was, counting the new one.
Lifetimes.
The new one is called, we should remember the title, we were just trying to do that, is The Nashville Sound.
Yes.
That's quite a statement as a title goes. What
do Good.
You
I'm glad you see it that way, because I'm getting some of that, and then I'm also getting some like So have you made a pop country album? What's going on here?
It's not a pop country album. I think I can exclusively reveal, having heard it. It is, a slightly rockier, more upbeat one than the last couple. And the 400 unit, your band, are back.
Yeah. Well, they've really kind of been there all along. But when we got done recording this record, when we got done with the primary tracking, I listened to what we'd done and thought it just wouldn't be the same without the band, you know, and they deserve some credit for that. So I don't think the songs would have the same impact. I don't think they would have been delivered as well had I done it more on my own or with anybody else for that matter. So I thought we would start, we would call it Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit again, like we used to in the old days.
Is the writing different for you now? Because since you were last here, which I think was for Here We Rest, and since then there was Southeastern, which was a massive breakthrough for you, and then Something More Than Free, which was an actual authentic chart-topping hit. Is it tougher to write the stuff now that, especially the personal stuff, which you do draw on a lot, knowing that lots and lots and lots and lots of people are going to be listening?
No, it's not harder because I've always pushed myself to do that. You know, the hard part are the challenges that I give myself at this point, because the way I look at writing, I mean, there's some magical, mystical stuff involved, but, it, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a practical sort of work, you know, and the more you do it, the better you are at it. So I feel like it's my responsibility to write things that are a little bit scary, and it always has been. And I sort of always wrote as if people were paying attention, you know, even though they weren't. I just sort of pretended that they were, and wrote songs that way, as if the world gave a damn, you know. So now it's not really all that strange when a small number of people are actually paying attention. This song is called The Last of My Kind.
Couldn't be happy in the city at night. You can't see the stars with the neon light. Sidewalk's dirty and the river is worse. Underground trains all running in reverse. Nobody here can dance like me. Everybody clapping on the one and the three of mine. The last of my kind. Am I the last of my kind? So many people with so much to do. Winter's so cold, your hands turn blue. Old men sleeping on the filthy ground. They spend their whole day just walking around. Nobody else here seems to care. They walk right past them like they ain't even there. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Daddy said the river would always lead me home, but the river can't take me back in time. And Daddy's dead and gone. The family farm's a parking lot. The Waltons 5 and 9. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? I tried to go to college, but I didn't belong. Everything I said was either funny or wrong. Laughed at my boots, laughed at my jeans, laughed when they gave me amphetamines, and left me alone in a bad part of town. 36 hours to come back down. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Mama said God won't give you too much to bear. That might be true in Arkansas, but I'm a long, long way from there. That whole world's an old and faded picture in my mind. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Am I?
I've made some conscious decisions not to hurt the innocent, you know, the bystanders. Because when I was a kid in my 20s writing songs, I didn't care. You know, I didn't have any kids of my own. I didn't care if people got their feelings hurt. I'm still primarily of the mind that if you write a song about somebody, they like it, no matter what you say, for the most part. But I am more careful about other people's feelings in general, so I am going to be in my songs also.
I can remember seeing you play on stage in Stockholm a few years ago, I think, and you were telling the crowd about how some of those earlier songs that you wrote for Drive-By Truckers especially went fairly badly with members of your extended family.
Yeah, sometimes they did. Yeah, no doubt. Sometimes they did. And sometimes they went really well, which also turns out to be fairly badly, because then you have to hear about it for a long, long time. But I'm a little bit more careful, and I've allowed myself to be that because I've learned how to work without waiting on inspiration. You know, I've learned how to do my job and not fall prey to myths like writer's block or
you find that thing where the inspiration's the product of actually working rather than the other way around.
Yeah. I think the muse likes to find you busy, as they say, or the Chuck Close thing that I like to repeat, where he says inspiration's for amateurs. The rest of us just show up and get to work. I like that a lot.
The other thing that has changed, I guess, since you were last here, and certainly since Southeastern, you have become, I guess, more recognized, more, you know, better known. Have you got to a point yet where that feels real to you? When you're sort of like looking at sort of traditional acknowledgements of success, like the Grammys and the big chart placings, and the fact that I think you're doing, what, 5 nights at the Ryman in Nashville this October?
Yeah, it's 5 this time.
Do you have to work hard to stop yourself, I guess, feeling entitled to that? Because I always think that's the weird place people get to when you think...
You'll get used to anything.
I have earned this.
Yeah, you'll get used to anything. But there are a lot of things around me that remind me that I'm not entitled to it. That's for sure. You know, for one thing, being a recovering alcoholic, if you enjoy the recovery part and like to keep that intact, then it's important to stay as grateful as you possibly can on a day-to-day basis. And for me, that's a huge deal. So I have to remind myself that there are people who are just as talented and who work harder, who don't get what they might deserve, you know. Although I did, a long time ago, I gave up on trying to figure out what people deserve. I don't think that's something that humans are capable of doing, is determining what other humans deserve. I think that whole concept is nonsense. But I do know that I've gotten way more than a lot of my neighbors, a lot of my friends who work way harder. So I'm very, very fortunate. And you know, my wife's not gonna let my head get too big. That's never gonna happen. She's a good editor in songs and in life.
This song is called Hope the High Road.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Jason Isbell. His new album, The Nashville Sound, is out now on Southeastern Records. For more information and tour dates, go to www.jasonisbell.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us again at the same time next week for live music from the British-Brazilian singer Nina Miranda. For the time being, I've been Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you fighting off a breakdown. I myself am on the brink. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dream. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired and likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again. I heard enough of the white man's blues, sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news, well, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was a son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch. I'll meet you up here on the road. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired and likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again to a world you want to live in. We'll ride the ship down, dumping buckets so before. There can't be more of be more. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well, uninspired and likely mad as hell, but wherever you are,